This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
We saw a little bit of mixed trade overnight. The corn market was a little bit higher. The GM beans are up a couple cents. The deferred beans are a little bit weaker. And the wheat market was a little bit weaker. We, Mark, are moving into holiday trade very, very fast. The volume is very light right now, which means we could get some exaggerated moves with the right headlines. Weather is still the forefront of everyone's mind in South America. Brazil is getting, the northern part of Brazil is getting some scattered rain the next week to 10 days. Probably not enough to heal the crop completely, but, you know, also enough to maybe stabilize the crop at least temporarily. Coming out of the holidays, we'll see if they can continue to get that rain, or is it going to move back to warm, dry again. So weather is still on the forefront of the trade's mind, in my opinion.
What were your biggest takeaways from the information we learned about the United States economy last week and some of the statements made by the Fed?
Well, I think overall you got to be pretty optimistic of it. I mean, the economy is doing very well. They feel like they've tamed the inflation dragon, I guess you could say. That caught a bid in the stock market. When the stock market's going up, that's usually a good sign for the economy. Keep an eye on the crude oil market. The crude oil market looks like it's bottomed on the combination of maybe a stronger economy as well as what's going on in the Red Sea situation, not getting crude out of the Middle East countries as efficiently. It's got to go around Africa now. Crude oil is kind of a canary in the coal mine, Mark. If crude oil starts working higher, usually that's a good sign for commodities. And lastly, overall in the economy, it's going to be really interesting to see. The stock market's making all-time highs. Commodities in general are relatively cheap. You look at commodities to stocks, it's some of the lowest ratios we've seen, okay? There is a little over $5.5 trillion U.S. dollars sitting in the money markets as we speak.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn up 2.5 at 4.75 1/4. January soybeans up 5 3/4 at 13.18 1/4. On the Merck, February live cattle up 12 cents at 168.90. January feeder cattle up 5 cents at 221.95. February lean hogs down 32 cents at 70.22. February pork cutout unchanged at 81.72. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.